All right, a couple guys we got back today. We got Jerron Kreiner back. We got Tracy Porter back. You know, obviously, we made some moves yesterday. It's part of the business. It's part of the National Football League. A lot of tough decisions that we got to make, and there'll be a lot more tough decisions that we got to make over the next 10 days. So I thought today was good practice. I thought the guys went out and moved around pretty good. And, you know, we're putting our focus on Seattle right now. Yeah, I just, you know, I mean, it was just one of those things where, you know, I just didn't see everything that I needed to see. And Josh Cribbs has been a great player in the National Football League for a long time. And, you know, we just felt like it was the right thing to do if we didn't see him in our plans to go ahead and let him go. Well, I think it was good to see Jacoby, you know, in the return game and especially on the big kickoff return, but that really wasn't the deciding factor.
So we saw Pryor out there with the first team. Did they split snaps or?
Well, we're going to rest Matt Flynn. All right, his arm's a little sore right now, and so we're gonna rest him and try to get that arm back a little bit.
He had tendonitis issues, I believe, last year. Is it similar?
Say it's the same issues, yeah.
So it had nothing to do from the game, I guess?
No.
Had it flared up on him earlier in camp, or is it something that just...
No, it's been something that's been a little bothersome to him, and I don't really anticipate it being a big issue, but, you know, I want to get his arm rested up and recovered. It's probably more of a precautionary measure on my part than it is anything else. You know, I did think Terrell Pryor played well in the game the other day, and we'll get a chance to see Terrell this week with the first unit offense and up against Seattle, and we'll see how, you know, we'll see how he does.
Does that make it difficult heading into, you know, you're going to have your last preseason game, and one of the two guys that you're considering for that starting job won't even play? How difficult does that make it for you to really?
Well, you know, we've gotten a lot of time to evaluate that position. You know, when you look at OTAs, when you look at the mini camps, when you look at what we've been through in training camp with the three preseason games already, you know, I don't think that's necessarily going to make that decision any more difficult. I think there's, you know, been some competition. I think both of them at times have done some really good things. Both of them have done some things that need improving. And so that's where, you know, I mean, that's really where we're at, you know, with the quarterback position.
Then do you have an idea already in your mind who your starter is going to be, or can Terrell do enough in this last game?
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
After breaking down film, though, the two picks that Matt did throw, was that poor decision-making or maybe miscommunication?
Well, the first one was a little bit of miscommunication on the first one. The second one, you know, I mean, I think combination of things. I mean, I think the defender made a good play, and I don't know that we put the ball exactly where we wanted to put it on that particular play. But, you know, we've talked about how that game went. I don't think we got to belabor that point. You know, this is about trying to do what's best for this football team, you know, and that's what we're gonna do.
What kind of an effect does Matt's tendonitis or whatever have on his ability to throw? What does it take away or hinder him from doing?
Well, I think it's hindered him a little bit. I don't know that it's been a major factor when we've gotten into games. You know, it's just one of those things that we got to manage. I don't want to make it out to be any bigger issue than it is, you know, it's something that we felt like, you know, that we needed to do and give him some rest, and that was a decision that I made.
What do you expect to see out of men like Watson this week? I mean, after a guy that had pretty limited college experience and missed all of that camp time, and talked last week about seeing him get a lot of time against Seattle.
Well, yeah, I mean, we got to see him go out and play. Obviously, we saw a lot of things on tape. We saw a lot of things early in the off-season program that we really liked. that got us excited. But we really hadn't had a chance to see this guy in pads and see what he's going to do in game situations. So I think this will be a great challenge for him. Seattle is very talented up front. They got a lot of speed that comes off the edges. They play extremely hard on defense. So it'll be a great opportunity for him to really, you know, and for us to get a good evaluation, see really where he's at.
Do you plan to start him on the left side?
I'm going to start him on the left side in this game.
How much do you anticipate Terrell playing? Or have you even
got- well, we hadn't got that far. I mean, I want to see Terrell play. I mean, I think he still needs to play. He still needs game experience. I think when you watch him play, there's a lot of things that you see that he does well in his ability to create. But there's still a lot of growing process that he has to go through as far as the quarterback position. But he is an exciting player, and you know, we'll see how he does against Seattle.
Even though you have a tough decision to make with the quarterbacks, are you pleased to see Terrell's progress, you know, over the last year, and just that he is competing for the number one job?
Well, I've said that all along that you know, that's what I'm looking for, is to see him improve. And I've said, you know, what a hard worker this guy's been, and how he's continued to try to work to get better at his craft. And so I think when you got guys that have athletic talent like he does, and they work as hard as he has, guys are going to get better, and he's improved. It'll be a good thing to see him, you know, again in another game situation against a really good defense on the road in that environment, and see how he responds. No, I wouldn't consider him that at all. I mean, I think Alex, obviously I think he started off strong in camp. I think there was a little bit of a lull. I think he played a lot better in the game the other night, and he'll get another opportunity to go out there against Seattle and compete and give us another evaluation on him.
What's Bryce
Butler's status? Bryce didn't practice today. I didn't get the update from Rod, you know, as far as what his status is for tomorrow. So I don't know whether or not he'll be back out there yet tomorrow or not. I'll know that more this afternoon. No, the status hadn't changed on those. Kaluka, again, wasn't able to go today. Miles Burris wasn't able to go today. We want to try to get those guys back as soon as possible, but we can't put them out there until they're ready to go.
Collectively, from a team standpoint, what are you hoping to see Thursday night?
Well, I want to see us go out there and compete. I think it'll be a great challenge for us. Again, that environment against that team, will be a great challenge for our football team. And we get another chance to go out there and compete in a real game-like environment, and that's what I want to see our guys do.
Do the performances in the second halves of the last two games speak to the possibility you might have more depth on your roster this year?
Well, I think we've played a lot better in the second half of games, really on both sides of the ball, really in all phases of the game. So that's been real encouraging that we've had some young guys that have gone out there and competed and have had some success. I think that speaks to the fact that there's, a little bit more depth on this team. And some of those guys are going to, at some point in time, we're going to be calling on those guys to go out and make plays for us in a regular season game. Well, it's been a challenge that we hadn't had a real opportunity to watch him. I mean, he got hurt fairly early in training camp, so we hadn't really had a great opportunity to see a lot of evaluation on him. We'll have to make a decision here in 10 days or so, and where he fits.
What's his injury, Mariano?
He's got an ankle.
Any more for Coach Guys?
Is there a timeline yet on Murray?
No timeline.
pick?
I'm good.
All right, thanks, guys.
That's a lot of pressure, man.